The Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka, and look now at our stories. The Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors has objected to government's plans to make the Bulk Energy Storage and Transportation Company, otherwise known as BEST, the sole off-taker of Central Oil Refinery Limited's production under the Gold for Oil program. It is therefore appealing to Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia to review the proposal. Here's a report.
According to the Chamber, it is convinced that this plan is inconsistent with the deregulation policy that guides the activities of the petroleum downstream sector. It is also informed that the plan has been necessitated by government's aim to control the exchange rate by indirectly ceding Central Oil Refinery's CD liquidity through BEST for the latter to manage US dollar allocations under the G40 program. It continued that providing the needed US dollar liquidity under the G40 program can still be achieved without necessarily anchoring the entire output of Central Oil Refinery Limited with BEST, formerly known as Bulk Oil Storage and Transportation Company, BOST. The Chamber ardently opposed this proposal that would create market challenges and deficiencies which will in the medium to long term inevitably cripple the downstream sector. This policy proposal not only contradicts government's mantra of fostering private sector involvement in the industry, but also undermines the petroleum deregulation policy efforts which are working perfectly. Further, by sidelining bulk oil imports, distribution and export companies, the government risks stifling competition and hindering the growth of a vibrant private sector within this essential industry. The Chamber concluded that it is committed to working with the government to develop a workable G40 framework that fosters fair market practices and transparency.
A Business Desk report. Some business associations are lamenting about the impact of the current power outages. The latest to do so is the Ghana Chamber of Young Entrepreneurs. According to its chief executive, Sheriff Gali, many small and medium businesses face the risk of downsizing or folding up if the situation continues. He spoke exclusively to my colleague Isaac Atasenyako on the sidelines of the launch of the YEC Spaces, a co-working space created by the Chamber to offer affordable office spaces and encourage networking among startups.
I don't know where to start, but to be honest with you, these are all the small things that happen and businesses collapse. Today, we had the launch of the Young Entrepreneurs Co-Working Spaces. If not for fossil fuel and a generator, we wouldn't be able to do the program because all of a sudden, electricity went off. Imagine a young person who runs a barbering shop, a young person who runs a cold store. How would they operate? I have a young person that called me from Tamale that there was something, I don't know whether it was an issue in their area, but the lights went off for like 3 days over tons of fish got spoiled. And nobody is going to support this person. Nobody's supporting.
Sheriff Gali is the chief executive officer of the Ghana Chamber of Young Entrepreneurs, speaking to my colleague Isaac Atasenyako there. Now, access to finance is a key challenge for women entrepreneurs in Ghana. The managing director of Societe Generale Ghana, Halim Ozani, believes the introduction of the SG Women Club will play a pivotal role in bridging the financing gap by providing the needed guidance and opportunities to support women-led business towards sustainable economic growth and development. He spoke at the launch of the SG Women Club in Accra.
The 2021 MasterCap Index of Women Entrepreneurs ranked Ghana third behind Botswana and Uganda as the countries with the most women business owners globally, as a percentage of total business owners. In the same report, Nigeria, Angola and Ghana are ranked joint first globally in women's entrepreneurial activity rate, despite their agency and industriousness.
Hakim Ozani is the managing director of Societe Generale Ghana. To some other stories, the Ghana Enterprises Agency has formed a new partnership with the Association of Ghana Industries to support the Big Box initiative that aims to upgrade the employment skills of more than 250,000 youth across the country. The partnership forms part of the project mandate of transferring knowledge and expertise in the industrial sector to micro, small and medium enterprises throughout the country. Speaking at a short ceremony to present some items to AGI to signify the beginning of the agreement, Chief Executive of the Ghana Enterprises Agency, Kosi Yankee Aye, expressed confidence that the experience of AGI members will be a great benefit to the beneficiary SMEs under the Big Box project.
In this new partnership going forward, as always, would expect a lot from the Association of Ghana Industries. And I know and believe strongly that they will be able to deliver and actually go above what it is that we have set for them. You know, our targets this time around is 250,000 persons, providing support and with those for those who are in agricultural-led businesses.
Now, Zen Petroleum has reiterated its commitment to support future schools across the country to help train children. The company made the pledge after it donated a bus to the future school in Che Ado in the Greater Accra region. Speaking to Joy Business after the donation, the managing director of the company, William Teria, disclosed that Zen Petroleum has sent a set as 2 million cedis to cater for the development of future schools in Ghana.
One of the challenges we were having was transportation to get their kids to school in the morning. And I think they were explaining to me that sometimes their kids have to wake up at 4 a.m., you know, just to be able to get to school because they didn't have their own transport. So what we did was, you know, put some money together. As part of the 2 million commitment, we decided to buy a...
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, this week on Food Chain, we explore the rich and nutritious cuisines of the Asantes as Otunfose II marks his silver jubilee as Asante Hene. Host Emmanuel Bright Kweku also speaks with food experts on how to better sell our local dishes to boost economic gains. Yeah, accepts.
Asante Kotokonono, Edina Crawford, Eti Pimpim.
So welcome to the Minister Palace, and let's engage with some of the Queen Mothers and find out what they are preparing, some of these Ashanti local traditional dishes, from the lesser known foods to the popular meals like fufu. Join me. This particular stand really intrigued me. But the fact that I've seen some crabs and even a tobby in this house.
Adia yes we are here. I demas and man say yeah nuhu.
Okay.
And I am potom potom. And I hear a top. And I have a preferensant.
We prepared nuhu, potom potom, eto, and a preferensant. These foods were thought to be foods given to the gods, but this has changed now. They are nutritious meals. I have pepper, onions, palm oil, granite, and other ingredients to make my eto.
This actually tastes good. It's just like a top. That is a roasted form of a top.
Hey, I'm Patrick. And
we call this bonsiata. It looks like stew, but it is soup prepared from a type of tilapia in the Bosom Trilling. Mampong Ateche is a soup that has all the types of meats and fishes in it, so it makes the soup very heavy. This is tea. It is made from maize and a red variant of coconut.
We don't package it, so it's not convenient, yeah, for people to patronize such. There is that danger of extinction.
Okay.
Training institutions need to now focus attention on local dishes, because we have done that for the continental foods. We need to bring such attention also to local dishes.
And so today's episode here on the Food Chain has been about the Asante culture and food they have. And definitely when you go out to them,
try and get some of these local foods and have a nutritious time. My name has always been Emmanuel Ibatu.
Food Chain airs every Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel and on Tuesdays at 2:30 p.m. Do make a date. Time now for Entrepreneur in You. And by popular demand, today's Entrepreneur in You comes to you in the local dialect tree. Dr. Maxwell Ampon tells us about the price sensitivity meter, also known as the Van Western Drop pricing module.
Hello, Matisse, Entrepreneur You Initiative, yeah, quickly, a beautiful airship. Now, a bimu per se, mecano, tricasa, and as a gamba, mentega, and mechanic tree, and there, yeah, mechanic tree. And I was trying to do some research, I'm here research, and he decided, oh, and young Chromium could be so Mazahina, Sar service way, or Ebitia. If you are very fast, so could be so Bissahina, or with your back at the lowest price at all. Or Hona, you who say, I will see you so, I dare your friend, Van Western Dock prices. Model and I said the price sensitivity meter. So, we'll be some questions and nine questions for we'll be some first question. We'll be say price bane as a made the product and as a made the idea we mawa. Obeka said, idea we also do and can wash raw and come to by also too much. Price bane a wolf firm so much. Obeka said, idea we the and come to consume so say the quality no and your papa maybe price more firm too much in your papa. We know we be saying price bane a be mao very good value for money. A be more can say, idea. With your on a good price because my share the amount on the price I'm a tall any price I'm here. Yeah, my idea. Any fourth question I will be beside a price banner among fairly indifferent and try me to try me to price banner audience. Am I down for you? Thank you very much. Keep well.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship.
Thomas Olampong with today's edition of Entrepreneur U. And then the Joy Business Report brought to you by Imperial General Assurance and Solid Protection and EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. Talking about EcoBank, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. It's the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. Thanks so much for your company. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Ignition's next.